Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Daryl Peel, talking cattle on feed up next.
It starts at home, or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
It's the 40th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Sale, Saturday, February 3rd at 12:15 at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion. The sale features more than 60 bulls from well-known Western Oklahoma cattlemen. For sale information, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Sale, Saturday, February 3rd.
This past Friday afternoon, USDA releasing their first cattle on feed report for 2018 based on January 1st data, as well as placements and marketings during the month of December. Joining us today is Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, first of all, you might give us a quick recap of what USDA told us on Friday afternoon.
Well, the placements in December ended up 0.8%. Fed cattle marketings in December were down 1.4% year over year. And that leaves us with a January 1 on-feed total that's 8.3% bigger than a year earlier.
When we start looking at those numbers, I know that trade was expecting maybe slightly smaller placements compared to 1 year ago.
Yeah, the placements are a little bit bigger than expected. You know, they're not dramatically bigger. I don't know whether this will provoke much reaction or not, but they're certainly a little bit bigger. The marketings were pretty close to expected, and I guess it's worth pointing out here that this December had one less business day than a year earlier. So, you know, you can really adjust both placements, but especially marketings to reflect that. So marketings were actually up on a daily average basis, but there was one less day in this December.
I know that last year the placement numbers were extremely high, historically speaking.
You know, we've been placing, of course, a lot more cattle. We did build these cattle on feed inventories, and from where we were a year earlier, obviously we're up 8.3%. So, we certainly are seeing the results of herd expansion the last couple of years with this on feed inventory continuing to grow.
I guess what the thing about this particular report just kind of confirms that we are getting bigger and bigger supplies of beef going through the pipeline.
Yeah, we're certainly expecting another increase in production on an annual basis in 2018. We expected that and saw it in 2017. So there's really nothing in general that's a major surprise here. We know that the supply side is going to continue to grow and the challenges will be there, and much like it was in 2017, clearly demand will be the key factor in terms of, how much price pressure we might see in 2018. If demand is strong relative to that supply, perhaps we can keep that pressure to a minimum.
I guess what obviously we've come off a really good year. We'll know here another couple of 3 or 4 weeks in regards to the total numbers export wise for 2017. But 17 proved to be an excellent year of getting beef out of this country.
It did. The trade picture really helped the beef market in 2017. We do have one more month of data to close out the year, but we're going to end up with an increase in exports, with imports probably pretty close to year earlier levels. The net effect, of course, is very positive in terms of those exports, and that will certainly be a key component along with domestic demand in 2018.
Oklahoma State University's Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at Messner Ranch, Saturday, February 3rd at 12:30 at the ranch at Slapout, Oklahoma, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne. Selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. For more information, call Milton at 580-273-9494 or Van at 580-552-1555. Or go online and download a sale book, www.dvauction.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.